Fairybred would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land. We pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging, for they hold the memories, tradition and culture of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across the nation.
Although here at Fairybred we're careful about content, we still may be discussing topics which could be upsetting or triggering. Listener discretion is advised. Hey, Brendan, how's your week been?
Pretty hectic, pretty manic this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it goes quickly, I guess. Time flies when you're busy.
Has it been a whole week since we did this podcast?
It has. That's how fast the time flies, Brendan. So what are you looking at? What are you reading? What are you listening to? What are you watching?
Well, I've listened to it before, but I just got back into this podcast called If You're Listening. It's on the ABC.
Oh.
And Matt Bevan, who's a great journalist at the ABC, and it's called, this episode is Donald Trump Running Out of Money? Because we've talked about my obsession with Trump and American politics before.
But you're not obsessed in that you love him.
No.
You're obsessed in the newsworthiness of and the bizarreness of it.
It astounds me that people still follow him after what he says about them. Atrocious things. Women, the African Americans, the Latinos,
Jewish people.
Yeah, all those things.
But it's not only that, it's also, didn't you learn the first time?
Yes.
Like you can listen, but if you already got kind of lied to.
So, but look, it's great. He uses little inserts from days gone by and actual speeches of things that Donald Trump has said and sound effects and all sorts of really bits, really good, bizarre, good pieces of music, and ties it all in together.
He's not big on homosexuality either, is he?
Donald Trump?
Mm.
No, I don't think he is, no.
Not good on trans. He's not very rainbow friendly.
Not at all. So that's what I've been listening to. It's called If You're Listening, and the episode is Donald Trump Ran Out of Money. So that's what I was listening to this week.
Wow.
Apart from, you know, Fairybred, of course.
Of course. What are you reading?
Oh, usual stuff. I did get a copy, so thank you so much. I've got the collection now of Jimmy Barnes. Thank you for Working Class Boy.
Mm-hmm.
And the third
Ask and Ye Shall Receive is my motto.
A copy of... What is it?
Asking you shall receive. I don't think that is really.
I thought I heard the word ass, and, you know, that would always prick up my ears.
Ass and prick in one sentence.
So my hubby got me a copy of Killer Stories, the Jimmy Barnes, the third book. I think it's the third book.
Yeah, anyway. It is, and it's a short story book.
It's really quite good. I've read a couple of stories and some good photos in there as well. And thank you to you for The Working Class Boy, which I've been searching for. You're obviously a better searcher than what I am.
Mm.
And also I've been reading the newspapers, the letters to the editors, that sort of thing.
Children, gather round that Grandpa Brendan can tell us about the days when they chopped down trees and printed news articles on it. Children, gather round and be quiet. Grandpa Brendan's going to regale us with his tales of old.
And happy birthday to the Saturday Extra too. I think they've celebrated 10 years, so that's a really good read too.
Okay.
Was that your rant about me, was it?
A little bit.
Grandpa
Brendan. Well, I've been listening to one of my favourite podcasts, and I believe that this particular person has got the best voice in podcasting, and that's Phoebe Judge from Criminal. She's just got the voice like hot chocolate and velvet and marshmallows. Her voice is divine.
Mm.
And so I listen to her. That comes out every month, and it's called Criminal. She also does one called This Is Love, and she does Phoebe Reads a Story. And her voice is just lovely. Like, it's one you could fall asleep to. I haven't read much this week.
Mm.
I've been busy. Work's been a little bit heckers.
Heckers. Okay. You're all right? Are you all right? I have to ask that. You know, you should ask. Yes, you do have to ask, are you okay?
Yes, you do. I am, thank you.
Good, that's good.
How about you?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
Yep. Perfect. So that's our mental health out of the way.
So this week, we got into episodes 4, 5, 6 of McCartney 321, if that's confusing, but that's what that's called.
Yes, we did. Brendan, I got to tell you, I really struggled with this.
Did you?
Yeah. Already we did 1.5 hours last week.
What, there was no wine in the house?
there's just not enough wine in the world. The black and white was visually so tedious and repetitive. It was so difficult. It's not really for that medium. I think it would have been great as an audio book or a podcast or something. But at least both of them stopped chewing gum. Did you notice?
Yeah, I think I did notice that you just said it. Yes, I didn't notice it when I was watching, but now you've said it, I can't remember.
So visually, absolutely boring.
Yeah, yeah. There was only two or three times they cut away to old clips in the studio with colour. But, yes, you're right. Did you notice, too, that you would sometimes see the camera people in the background sort of moving around? There was a little bit of movement. But, yeah, look, you're right. I think a podcast would have probably been sufficient.
I kept on waiting for another old film clip just to break the monotony of the visual monotony.
Yeah, because it is all about sound, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I also kind of got a bit over them both air guitaring and air drumming. That was kind of the only movement. There was no colour. I was speaking to my daughter who was watching it and she said, "How's Paul McCartney going?" And I said, yeah, pretty good. I said, "You know that I heard somewhere that every breath Paul McCartney takes, he makes around about $5. Now, I don't know how accurate that is." And my daughter said, "Do you know what I'd do if I were him?"
What?
I said, "What would you do? Making $5 every breath you take?" And she said, "I'd go like this."
Episode 4 is called "Like Professors in a Laboratory." And the songs that they sort of dissect and talk about were Maxwell's Silverhammer.
Which is very many layered and really a great one that they unravelled. I loved it.
Yep. Hard Day's Night, mm-hmm. Which I love the way that the title came up. I think it was it George?
No, it's Ringo. Or Ringo.
It was Ringo.
Ringo said funny things.
That's right. Ringoisms, they call it. Paul called
Ringoisms,
them.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, but that and because it's part of the whole sort of language vernacular now, isn't it? Hard Day's Night. Everyone knows what it means.
Absolutely.
Then, not
and
really.
It makes sense. But Ringo also said things like, "Oh, well, tomorrow never knows," and like funny things like that. And it's really interesting that when Paul first saw Ringo, he saw him as being very suave and sophisticated and lighting the two cigarettes, one for his date and one for himself, and he thought that was very sophisticated.
That's right, because they met in Munich, was it?
Yes.
In Germany. Yeah, and the photos, these were colour photos, which added a bit of spark to the whole doco. He did look very suave. He was a very, very good-looking man.
Good-looking man. And wasn't he just an animal on the drums? He really, like Animal from the Muppets, yes. He was just all over the show, but kept a beautiful beat.
Yeah, he did. Get Back was another one they talked about. Check My Machine, which was probably the McCartney song,
yes.
which was the loop. He talked about the looping.
Yes.
Yeah, and he had this machine that would loop the tape. So they were the standout songs or the songs they talked about in episode 4.
Did you remember the Moog switchboard when they met Robert Moog?
Yes.
When I say switchboard, it looked like a telephone switchboard, this synthesizer. It was hilarious.
Was it the first one, was it?
Yeah. It was Robert Moog was in one of the recording studios at Abbey Road and they went in to see this amazing instrument that he'd created.
They also talked about how they had more time to do the recordings. In the early days, it was like bang, 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 bang. But now they did have more time to sort of plan out some of the songs.
Which is where you can see that layering, particularly with like Maxwell's Silverhammer. Like they brought in an anvil to go click, click and things like that. And you sort of go, that sound could have been replicated by something else. You didn't really need to go and find an anvil and then get a roadie to bang on it. And they brought it at a film and it showed the roadie banging on the anvil. That was great.
It's a classic, it is. Mm. Yeah. So that was part of all episode 4. Episode 5, Couldn't You Play It Straighter?
I didn't think you'd like this one,
because
just based on the title.
Songs in here were one of the classics, Something, of course, and they talked about the bass.
Mm. Yeah, it was Rick Rubin who said, "How did you do that?" Oh, no, he didn't. He said, "How is this possible?"
Mm, yeah, he thought it was the best bass playing he's ever heard. Yeah.
And when you do, because it's such a, you hear it all in the one thing, when they actually do take out tracks and you actually hear it, it is actually quite miraculous.
Absolutely. Rita Mita Maid. Mm. Lovely Rita Mita Maid.
They did a lot of songs about people with professions. Rita the Mita Maid and Paperback Writer and
Taxman. Yeah, they talked about Taxman, the bazaar, because the band would talk about the songs and someone would come up with an idea and they said, "You play this." And they said, "Well, it's your idea, you play it." So I think Taxman Paul play guitar.
Correct.
On that track. Episode 6, The Long and Winding Road, sort of leads to the end of the days.
That was sad, actually, because Paul said that he thought that they'd stay together forever. And although he wasn't blindsided by the breakup, I actually felt very sad for him, because then they were talking about lovely things John Lennon had said about him, and he was quite touched, and he said, "Oh, I never said that to me, but it's really nice that he said that about me to somebody else." I felt sad for him then. And then he said what a support Linda was, and it was the only time he mentioned Linda, which was interesting as well, because Linda and he were, till death they did part.
Yeah, yeah. They talked about, too, during these episodes, other bands. Rick said, did you go and have a listen to Siri House was playing, and then talked about Pink Floyd doing Dark Side of the Moon when they were recording there as well, which would have been a bit of a thrill.
That would have been interesting, yeah. Wouldn't it? Wouldn't have been amazing times to have been there. It's another one of those places that we wish we were at that time.
London in the 60s, Abbey Road. There is a documentary about Abbey Road, which we must have a look at down the track as well.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, yeah. So what else? Did you have any other sort of notes about the whole 3-2-1 McCartney over 6 episodes?
I think I loved the fact that history was made when their drummer didn't turn up, and they'd already seen Ringo and said, "Hey, will you just fill in?" And then they went, "Oh, my God, this is just amazing." I love those sort of snippets where it's all just serendipitous. As far as other highlights, what about you?
You listen to it in a different vein because, as you said earlier, that when the tracks, they will fade down one track and you just hear the bass, or fade up one track and just hear the vocals or the backing vocals. And you do get a different perspective listening to it in its totality rather than...
And how beautifully layered they all were.
How great they really were, yeah.
Although it was sad when they broke up, it was really interesting that John Lennon's first album, he called Lennon, and Paul just went, "Oh, I'm going to do that too," and called his first album McCartney. I wonder really what was going on behind the scenes there. I wonder if John said, of course he called it McCartney.
It was interesting. There was a lot of things I learnt out of the whole 6 episodes. It could have probably been on a podcast. Visually, it wasn't that stunning. So for the entertainment information aspect, I would have given it an 8, but for the visual, probably only a 5.
Yeah, I'm probably even less on the visual.
So, yeah, so they're my scores. What are yours?
Visually, I was so bored with it, Brendan, and my mind kept on going to when's the next interesting footage coming up. So I think visually I'm going to give it a 2. But for content, I reckon I'll give it about a 7. He was lovely and humble.
It's on ABC iView, streaming now. Okay, now it's time for What's My Line, where you give me the first line of a song and I have to guess it. Is that right?
That's correct. We're probably okay with the artist. We used to want you to guess the artist, but this is pretty obvious.
Are these Beatles, McCartney again?
Correct, yes. Okay,
yeah, because yeah. We just did Paul McCartney.
Yeah, it would be weird if we did The Who or something. It would be. Yes, exactly.
And okay, I'm ready.
When you were young and your heart was an open book.
Well, being a huge James Bond fan, as I am.
And I'm a Guns N' Roses fan. Go on.
And this is a Roger Moore James Bond set in the Caribbean and in Miami and, yeah, Live and Let Die.
Excellent.
That's enough.
Yes, the crowd here is just unbelievable. Jojo was a man who thought he was a loner.
Get back, please. Get back.
When they were at their most handsome as well. All of them. Every one of them.
That was Let It Be, wasn't it?
It was. It was in that album, that era.
Paul McCartney with the beard. We mentioned that last week too.
Yeah, but also John looked great. Like, they all looked great. I read the news today. Oh, boy.
Look, reading the news every day, it's just really sad, isn't
it? Gather round children and Grandpa Brendan.
Yeah, the age letters and things like that.
Yeah.
What was it again?
I read the news today, oh boy.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Okay, I'm not going to pay out too much on you because I had to Google the name of the song. It's called A Day in the Life.
A Day in the Life.
And I knew you'd know, and I'm glad I Googled it because I thought Brendan's going to know this. I don't need to Google it. He'll just say the answer.
The Beatles fans out there are going to go, "You idiot."
But we're all thinking that too, because when I first read it, I went, "Oh, how did I forget that?"
A Day in the Life. Yeah, yeah.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Slide is the giveaway.
Is it? As in playground, a slide in the playground?
Mm. It's like a spiral slide.
Ah, spiral staircase. I love you more today than yesterday. That's not it at all.
The rantings of a demented man.
Who reads the newspaper.
Gather round, children. This is what dementia is like.
No.
Okay, so.
You can sing. Come on, sing.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Helter Skelter. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Helter Skelter.
Yeah, you've given me the title there. Yeah. Look,
So a slide in oldie English 1950s.
the old English.
Is actually called a Helter Skelter.
So, okay, you've done the five. There's, I think I only got three, didn't I?
Let me just tabulate. And it is 3 out of 5.
Okay. Thank you. That's What's My Line. We'll have another one next week on Fairy Bread. It's time for What's That Like when we look at new taste sensations. I've got one for you.
Okay.
It's a sweetie and... Oh, thanks.
Oh. Okay.
I know you don't like the crackling, but just take one.
No, I don't want. Oh, okay.
So these are themed because it's coming up to that time of the year where someone dies and someone rises.
Okay, it sounds like my Saturday night, but okay, go
probably
on.
Probably. It's Easter.
Okay.
Mm. And so it's an egg. I'm going to tell you what's an egg.
Yeah, it's an Easter egg.
Yeah, Easter
egg.
It
looks like it's dark chocolate. Is it dark chocolate?
No, it's not actually. It's milk, but it's teamed up with another famous breakfast cereal brand.
If it's rice bubbles, it's been done before.
No, but okay. Similar. Okay. Dark rice bubbles. Okay, so these are by Daryl Lee. They've combined their beautiful milk chocolate with a famous breakfast cereal. Mm. Which is probably mainly aimed
Corn
at the
flakes.
Kids. No.
Okay.
It's a rice sort of breakfast cereal. But
you eat one and I'll eat one. Oh, is it rice bubbles? They've done that before, though. Not Cadbury have done rice bubbles in their chocolate.
It's not rice bubbles. Okay. Take the silver paper off.
Do we suck it or chew it, crunch it?
Well, you can sort of roll the chocolate around, the egg around your mouth and savour the chocolate.
I've tasted chocolate before.
Now bite into it and there's a crunch. It could be any bloody breakfast cereal, really, but it is supposed to be Cocoa Pops.
Oh.
And how can you differentiate between the chocolate and a Cocoa Pop? Because they're all cocoa
I can't.
Is chocolate.
There's just weird crunch in the middle That's of a awesome. Chocolate egg. That's so strange.
So,
what a strange collaboration.
Mm. The question I ask is why?
Yeah.
Why? So that's...
I'm with you.
4 out of 10.
Maybe it's two dying brands getting together to try and prop each other up.
Have you seen the price of cereal these days? It's incredible.
Somebody actually told me about that.
It's just over
I'm not
the
a
top.
Cereal person. Would I'm a cereal like? Killer.
Well, that's the last fairy bread you'll ever be hearing, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned next week for Whatever Happened to Penny.
Hey, Bryn.
This is Fairy Bread with Brendan and Penny, yes.
Thank you for letting me know where I am.
What's up?
You know when you see something that's not quite right?
Yeah, I saw a couple this week. Yeah.
What do you say?
That's NQR, not quite right.
Okay. I say, call my lawyer.
Oh, my God. What's the case today?
This is the sweeping statement that cannot possibly be true that was uttered to me.
Ah.
So here's what happened. My fridge is about to die. You know when your fridge gives you a warning sign, it fires a few warning shots before it goes, I'm out. And it's fired a couple of warning shots and I thought, okay, I've got to go and get a new fridge. So I went off to a very well-known electronic appliance store. And there was a guy there. He was really nice. And I said, listen, I'm looking for a new fridge. You know, what sells, what's good, what's bad? I don't even know how much they are now. You know, I haven't bought one in probably 15 years. And he sort of said, look, this one here, this model's really good. It's got all these features. This model's really good as well. It's got these features. I said, which one's the most popular? And he said, oh, this one, I've sold over 100 of these. I said, oh, okay, that sounds pretty good then. And he goes, and I stand behind every product I sell.
So when you go to the Joneses or the Smiths or the
apparently he's there standing behind the fridge, standing behind the hairdryers, standing behind the washing machine. I'm like, that's just not possible. I'm sorry. And you may think I'm being pedantic, but also I don't have room in my house for this bloke, right? So even if he did stand behind every product, which my legal team assures me he couldn't possibly, I guess that really is.
What do you have to do now?
I'm getting on the phone. And I'm going to call my lawyer.
Now, next week on Fairy Bread Doll, what will we be streaming?
I'm thinking about Kistery.
Oh, the band Kiss, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's called Kistery. Kistery never repeats.
Oh, I think this is on SBS, isn't it?
It's on SBS.
All right, and I think it's in two parts, so we'll do both?
I reckon we should do both.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so it's Kistery next week.
And until then, play nice.
Wherever you play. And if you'd like to get in touch with us here at Fairy Bread, we have an email address. It's fairybreadpod@gmail.com. Yep. And before we go, just quickly.
Yes.
There is a subculture in the gay community and they're called bears. Like,
oh, yes, I know them.
Large hairy men.
Yes.
And I would like you to tell me, please, what is their favourite board game?
Their favourite board game?
Yeah, yeah, like Monopoly or something like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah,
obviously, game. It's not Monopoly.
No, it's not.
You use that as an example. I don't know.
It's Trivial Hirsute.
That's a good one.